Hi, everyone, and welcome to this Thanksgiving edition of Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider. It's also a weekend that features the biggest game at Arrowhead in probably the last 15 years. The 9-2 Kansas City Chiefs entertain the 9-2 Denver Broncos in an AFC West showdown. We'll get you ready for the game like no other show can. One big factor against the Broncos will be if the Chiefs can assimilate what they did last week when they put 38 points on the board against the San Diego Chargers. A big part of the point total was getting to the third level of the defense. And we'll go under the helmet with Donnie Avery, one of the real threats for the Chiefs to do so, and why Kansas City signed him in the offseason. And we're going to stay with the offense. We'll have offensive coordinator Doug Peterson on our coaches segment, and he'll talk about what the Chiefs can do to adjust in a two-week period against a main division rival and how can they keep up that productivity on the offensive side of the ball. And later in the show, we're going to give you an in-depth look at what it's like to be suited up in the NFL as we go inside the game. Now, all that and more is coming up on this Happy Thanksgiving edition of Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider. When you take a look at the teams that have been able to beat Denver this year, one thing is for certain. They've been able to get big plays at the third level of the Denver defense. Well, one guy on the Chiefs roster that's a candidate to do that is Donnie Avery. Ever since Donnie entered the league out of the University of Houston, he was considered one of the biggest big play threats in the league and also one of the fastest in the league. It's why the Chiefs signed him in the offseason. A big key against the Broncos will be number 17, Donnie Avery. Let's go under the helmet with the Chiefs receiver.
A 26-yard touchdown, and San Diego regains the lead.
Obviously, you know, this loss hurt, but at the same time, you know, we're great players. We still got a winning record, watched film, got all the corrections down, and just, you know, we're ready to get back on the field. Just got to go in there, fine-tune everything, hit everything on all cylinders, and take good criticism. Take the good with the bad, so, you know, call you out on the bad play. And he's not there to harm you, just get the job done and get the corrections done.
Oh, looky here. Looky here. That's how you work it. Oh, big Donnie right here.
He loves to talk. So when everybody else is out of meetings, we're still in meetings for probably about another extra hour. You know, he loves his job, and that's good, you know, because, you know, he emphasizes attention to detail on everything. So, you know, that's getting us better. You know, we just got to ask for breaks every now and then.
I know what you're talking about. Stay down. Stay down. Now you got it.
If it was up to him, he would probably keep us in there about 11 o'clock at night every day. He never let us get in our comfort zone. Even when we think, you know, we're doing a good job on the play.
Come on, baby. Here we go.
You know, he always shows us what we could do better on that play. And that's what you need. You know, you never want to get in your comfort zone.
Smith wants to throw it against the blitz. He's throwing long for Avery. Holds it into his body inside the 10. The Chiefs go long for a gain of 36 yards.
First off, you know, as a wide receiver, we talk every week. And, you know, our thing this week was to just come out aggressive, you know, be on the same page as the quarterback and just be on the same page as the offensive coordinator. So if they're, you know, hugging the box, we're going to take them deep. And that's what we did.
He's got time, unloads it down the field, Avery wide open, 5, touchdown! A perfectly thrown 32-yard post pattern.
We kind of had that play in the arsenal for about 3 or 4 weeks, and we decided to bring it out. I knew from the start, just looking at the coverage, that it was going to be a good play, and I know Dwayne, you know, he's a great receiver, and that's Dwayne's area, so they're going to have to double Dwayne, so it's basically one-on-one with me. So, you know, it was a kind of a triple move on that play. And, you know, hit the post, hit the corner, hit back to the post. And, you know, you got that whole field. It's basically pitch and catch.
And Donnie Avery tastes the sweet nectar of the end zone.
I mean, it felt good. You know, basically this was my first time scoring an Arrowhead. So, and I was happy just to say, hey, you know, I finally got a touchdown in Arrowhead. You know, I've been here all year. It meant a lot to me, and I know it did for the fans because they're looking for that deep threat. So, you know, we finally gave it to him. You know, we got to go and watch film of what they did against the Patriots, and then, you know, we got to watch film of what we did and what we could do better. And so we just, you know, come up with a great game plan and just go out there and just try to capitalize on every opportunity that's available for us.
The biggest thing with our fans, I mean, when you got like thousands of fans in there just behind you, like, let's go Chiefs, we can do this, we need you guys today. You know, those little words right there get me in the mind frame like, okay, it's not just the 11 that's on defense, the 11 on offense, the 11 on special teams. We got all these fans behind us. We got them behind us and they believe in us. You know, we got no choice but to go out there and play hard and hustle for these guys because they're here in the cold, whether it's hot, they're in St. Joe with us. Like, they ride with us wherever we go. So, I mean, we see them at away games too. So that's a big plus too. You know we have loyal fans.
Chiefs Insider is brought to you by Sprint, the official wireless service provider of the Kansas City Chiefs. By Truman Medical Center, TMC and the Chiefs partners for a healthy community. Hy-Vee, a helpful smile in every aisle. And by the Chiefs Tailgate Party, presented by Bud Light. Get your tickets today at primesport.com/Chiefs. Don't go away, because when we come back, we'll go to the Coach's Corner with offensive coordinator Doug Peterson to see what the Chiefs can do to adjust against the Broncos. And our KCChiefs.com reporter Rachel Sanchi will break down the keys to this much-anticipated Arrowhead rematch with Denver.
The San Diego Chargers have beaten the Kansas City Chiefs 41-38, and Kansas City falls to 9-2 on the season.
We got to make sure that we learn from this and then get ready to play a good football team, and it should be a great atmosphere. You got two teams that are 9-2. Yeah, the same division. I mean, that's what it's all about.
The stage has been set for one of the most meaningful home games in recent Chiefs history, though not in the way that fans may have expected it to play out 1 week ago. After a back-and-forth shootout ended in an agonizing last-minute loss to the Chargers, Kansas City could take solace in watching divisional rival Denver suffer an equally painful overtime loss to New England on Sunday night. So as that result has kept things even at the top of the AFC West, the importance of this Week 13 matchup is just as high as we expected it to be 1 week ago. So here are the 3 points to focus on leading up to kickoff. First, attacking the Broncos' defense. A lot can be taken away from the adjustments that the Patriots' offense was able to make in the second half of their game with the Broncos. While Von Miller was able to force turnovers early in the game, the Patriots responded by creating traffic and confusion in the defensive backfield. That led to completion after completion against the Broncos' man coverage. Second, answering the bell when called upon. As the NFL season stretches into December, no team is immune from injuries at any given position, which is why every single player on that 53-man roster must be able to step up without missing a beat. That's exactly what Donald Stevenson and Jeff Schwartz were able to do last Sunday. The backup offensive lineman held down the right side of the line, contributing to an 8.2 yards per carry average by Jamal Charles. With injuries to Tamba Hali and Justin Houston last week, and winter conditions threatening the health of anyone who takes a field, it's strong performances coming off the sidelines that will be critical for success against the Broncos and in the weeks to come. Finally, the Arrowhead difference. This home crowd got its well-deserved recognition as the loudest outdoor stadium in the world earlier this season. But now it's being called upon to be a difference maker in this pivotal division game. The Chiefs and Broncos' nail-biter losses in Week 12 reminded us that it takes every possible edge to win in the National Football League. So it's good to know that when the Chiefs need it the most, Arrowhead will be behind them.
Doug, there were some explosive plays against San Diego. 6 plays of 19 yards or more, both runs and passes. How encouraged were you by that?
I'm very encouraged. You know, something early in the season, I think we struggled a little bit getting the ball down the field. But we keep sticking with the same types of routes, and our guys are understanding how to run those. We're getting the protection that we need, and Alex is seeing it a little bit better. And, you know, by formation a little bit, and also by play design, we're able to kind of dictate coverage, which helps, and get our guys in position to take those shots down the field.
I want to ask you something other positive in the San Diego game that leads to the Denver game this week is your red zone productivity. 4 touchdowns and 5 shots. Why was it better in the red zone? Because we know it's going to be sevens and not threes here.
Exactly. You know, just the guys have worked really hard, number one, down there. Execution becomes critical down in the red zone. We understand that lanes are tighter, things happen faster, balls out of your hand from a quarterback's perspective. And then the guys just made plays. I mean, bottom line, Dwayne made a heck of a play at the end of the game. We were able to run the ball, Jamal a couple times in there, and then hit Fasano one time in the flat. So, you know, it was a drop back pass, it was run, it was movement, it was a goal line. It was good stuff that, the guys are understanding. It's a mentality down there, once you get into the red zone, and it was positive to come away with a touchdown.
Smith takes the shotgun snap. He's got time, unloads it down the field, Avery wide open! Touchdown, Kansas City! A perfectly thrown 32-yard post pattern, and Donnie Avery tastes the sweet nectar of the end zone for the first time since week one.
What about Jamal's development positively as a receiver? Running routes, catching the ball, because they're not coming in. He would come off the field on third down in years prior. What about his progress there?
You know, he's a guy, as we go along, that really wants more on his plate. And there's a fine line there, because you don't want to, as you get deeper into the season now, with a month left of the season, and hopefully you're looking at the playoff picture down the road, you don't want to wear him out, but yet you still want to use him and be productive with him on the football field. He's one of our explosive guys, more explosive guys on offense. He's wanting more. We'll give him a few more plays here and there.
Two of the biggest games in the last 20 years of this franchise happening in the last 3 weeks, with Denver there and Denver here. You start installing on before Mother's Day. You add to it in the summer, camp. How much can you really adjust in 2 weeks?
Yeah, it's tough. And again, it's a chess match. And it's putting our guys in the most advantageous position to be successful on game day. And, you take a look at what we did a couple weeks ago and felt like we had a really good plan going into that game. We've got to do a better job with, some pre-snap reads, pre-snap adjustments. Take a look at what was successful, run and pass. Utilize our strength. Utilize our guys. Put them in a position to be successful. Maybe dictate by formation, by personnel groups, a certain coverage or a certain look that you want, and allow our guys to go play and play fast.
Stay right here, because when we return, your favorite Chiefs players will take you inside the game to demonstrate exactly what goes through their minds in the moment of some of the biggest plays. You won't want to miss it. Welcome back to Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider, and once again, happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. Now, the National Football League is a fascinating game. Players have to make snap decisions and adjustments in just a matter of seconds, and it can make or break the game. Our 65 TPT crew takes you up close and personal. Let's sit down with a handful of players as they take you inside the game.
Chiefs leading by 6. First and 10 at the Cleveland 28. One high safety look for the Browns. Smith is in the shotgun.
First off, you're in the huddle. You hear that play that you've been working on, all practice, and you've been anticipating it the whole game. And here it is. Now it's showtime.
Smith waits for the snap, takes it. Alex Smith turns right, wants to throw right, holds it.
And once you get that ball, your eyes light up. You don't even hear the crowd at the moment.
Before the play even started, they came out like in the same formation that they ran another play on that same down and distance. So I'm running through my head like, okay, if this is what I think it is, I'm gonna jump it. I don't care if I'm wrong. I'm going through the whole play like, okay, he's looking at the tight end. Okay, he really thinks he's open, and it is what I think it is. So I just let him think he's open, and I'm like, okay, he's throwing it. Yes, he's throwing it, you know what I'm saying? So I just jump it.
Pass, it's intercepted in the left flat by Barry. He's at the 40-yard line, 35, and slips a tackle, still on his feet, and moves to the near side. He's inside the 20, inside the 15, 10, 5, touchdown! Interception return for Eric Berry, the rookie out of Tennessee, burns Tennessee!
And I just, after that, I'm just looking towards the end zone. Like, I kick back into my offensive mode. You know, I'm running to the sideline. I'm like, oh my God, lineman. That's like 600 plus pounds. Let me get out the way. So I get out the way, cut back, run in the end zone, dive, you know, because it's my first touchdown. You know, you see everybody diving into the end zone. And me personally not thinking about how cold it was and how frozen the end zone was, I totally regret diving into the end zone.
My first sack at Arrowhead Stadium was against the Falcons, and that's one of the best feelings you can ever have. The crowds, you have the crowd into it, and it's time for a big play, and you can know that you can be the one to make a big play and get the crowd involved. It's just a great feeling.
Ryan to throw. Pressure and hit and sack. And you called for pressure. You got it, a sack back at the 10. Justin Houston. Here's Suck up now, trying a 51-yard field goal from the near hash. Oakley puts the ball down. Suckup gets a pretty good swing on this one. Is it lined up? He's got it, a 51-yarder. And Suckup nails it with the driver from the tee box.
You know, I think one of my favorite game winners at Arrowhead, yeah, there's a couple that come to mind. I would say one was in 2009, I had one to beat the Steelers in overtime. They were the defending world champions. And that was a huge win for us at home here. The fans went nuts. It was awesome. And another one would be a couple years ago on Monday night against the San Diego Chargers. We had a division game. It was just, I think it was Halloween night. The fans were all hyped up. The game was unbelievable, and we had an opportunity to hit a field goal in overtime to win it.
Kansas City with some Arrowhead magic on Monday Night Football on Halloween.
And that was just an unbelievable feeling. Just seeing that stadium erupt like that, it's just such an adrenaline rush and something that, you know, it's awesome to experience. You know, one of the things that I always try to do is pick a target, you know, and try not to let any of the outside distractions mess with you. Or, you know, you can't think about all these other things that the outside, from the outside looking in, you would think, hey, this is probably what he's thinking about. No. You know, when we go out there, we've got a spot, and I'm trying to hit that spot, and that's the only thing I'm focused on. And I'm going to keep my head down. I'm going to put a good stroke on the ball and let everything, you know, let the chips fall where they may, and hopefully we knock it through.
Most memorable game, I would have to say my rookie year overtime game against San Diego in the rain. It was crazy. Dexter returning the punt return for a touchdown. We stopping them on fourth and goal, four times on the goal line, and winning the ball game. It was crazy.
As a defensive guy, when you're on the field and you get a chance to make an interception, especially in Arrowhead when it's crazy and loud, knowing the crowd is going to be buck wild. It's definitely an anticipation on what the offense is about to do. That's how you get interceptions. That's how you get big plays. But when the interception comes to my hands, I mean, the main thing is catching it. You know, of course, we all want to score as a defensive guy, but the main thing is catch the ball, secure it, and then try to take it back to PB football and try to score.
Late third, found a short drop. Fires middle, it's going to be intercepted. Derek Johnson, 10-5, touchdown, Kansas City. This time, Derek Johnson hangs on and finds the sweet nectar of the end zone.
You kind of notice you do something big because when you get up, you can't even hear yourself think, really, because the crowd's just cheering so loud. So, you know, when you get up, you know, you might be tired, but when you hear that crowd, kind of, you know, energizes you and just puts a lot of just energy in your body. I mean, it's one of the best feelings in the world, honestly, just to have that feeling, just to be making big plays and doing stuff like that, and just your teammates to be congratulating you, it's a good feeling.
Thanks for joining us on this week's show. The rematch speaks for itself. 9-2 Kansas City against 9-2 Denver, and Arrowhead is going to be rocking. Next week, the Chiefs go to the nation's capital as they'll meet the Washington Redskins. And we'll get you ready for that game like every game, right here on Hy-Vee Chiefs Insider. Chiefs Insider is brought to you by Sprint, the official wireless service provider of the Kansas City Chiefs. By Truman Medical Center, TMC and the Chiefs partners for a healthy community. Hy-Vee, a helpful smile in every aisle. And by the Chiefs Tailgate Party, presented by Bud Light. Get your tickets today at primesport.com/Chiefs.
Boss Power Trap.